The Battle of Agincourt, a famous English victory over the French, was fought on October 25, 1415. On that rainy, muddy day, King Henry's archers and infantrymen defeated French cavalry, though they were outnumbered 4-1. Or were they? In her book, Agincourt, A New History, historian Anne Curry uses original army enrollment records to prove conclusively that in fact the odds were about 3-2. Or were they? Historian Juliet Barker, in her more recent book, Agincourt, The King, The Campaign, The Battle, uses French heraldic sources to prove conclusively that the French outnumbered the English by 6-1. Other aspects of the battle are also disputed. Some reconstructions suggest that the English longbow was not as effective as commonly thought, that Henry was a lousy general, and that English archers did more damage as infantry than they did as archers. I will not be surprised if some new history proves conclusively that in fact the French won decisively, using armored zeppelins. The history of every past event is endlessly debated. The plain cold truth is, humans have no way of knowing definitely what happened yesterday, let alone 600 years ago. Our only access to the past is secondhand, via eyewitness accounts or physical records such as photographs. But we know from modern studies that eyewitnesses are hopelessly subjective, and physical evidence is subject to endless interpretation. Consider the Zapruder film of the JFK assassination. What it proves seems to depend on who you are. We act as if there is one true story that can be reassembled by painstaking research. But is there? Since the past is non-existent in the most profound way possible, isn't it really the case that all we can do in the present is argue about interpretations of the past? This applies to more than secular history. For example, at least in our culture, it is usually taken for granted that the man Jesus at least existed, but in fact, historically speaking, there is not a shred of evidence that proves it, no physical evidence, no direct eyewitness accounts, no documentary evidence, no mention by contemporary historians such as Josephus or Tacitus, no evidence at all, really, just the hearsay evidence of biased authors writing 70 years or more after the supposed man's supposed death. Am I saying that Jesus never existed? Not at all. I'm just pointing out that humans today have no way of really knowing whether or not he existed, and that everyone who says otherwise is sort of lying. And the same can be said for quite a few historical figures. So the past turns out to be as fluid and subject to human influence as the future, and only the present really exists, which is something the Buddha said thousands of years ago. Or did he? Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.